It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen DeGeneres is definitely thinking about ending her long-running talk show, but it won't happen anytime soon. She said that she's begun to reflect on her 16 years hosting her talk show and that perhaps there might now be an end in sight. And when she is done, she says we won't see her that much. She said, I think once I'm done with the talk show, I'm not somebody that needs to be on stage and in front of the camera all the time. I'm happy to take a step back when I'm done. Offset was reportedly the target of a drive-by shooting at a studio in Atlanta. Surveillance cameras show the studio being shot at by an unknown person hanging out of the passenger side window of a car. Sources say Offset was being targeted because the shots were fired while he was outside taking a break from recording. He was unharmed and long gone by the time police arrived on the scene. Howard Stern admitted that Donald Trump is a great radio guest, but was asked if he liked him as a president.
As a radio guest, he says whatever pops into his mind, and he understands how to play that game. Doesn't appeal to everyone, but it appeals to enough people. That style appeals to enough people to turn them on.
So he's a great radio guest. What do you think of him as a president?
Well, listen, he asked me to endorse him, and I couldn't. Donald and I disagree on a lot of things. And I had to say to Donald on the phone, it was uncomfortable, I can't endorse you. And I haven't heard from him since.
You haven't heard from him since? You guys don't talk at all?
We don't talk at all, no.
I really want to see that interview. What is that, like CBS Sunday Morning? I think it's going to be on that Howard Stern clip it's from, like a preview.
Oh, I don't know what it's from.
I saw it yesterday. I think it's CBS Sunday Morning, but I'm really interested because I'm a big Howard Stern fan myself.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, even if you don't work in radio, he's just such an interesting guy. Everybody thinks he's so shocking back in the day he was, but there's a lot more to him that is shocking, like awe.
Well, he has a new book coming out, so I think he's doing like a, you know, tour.
Press tour.
Yeah, press tour to promote the book.
Oh, you know I'm going to reserve that at the library.
One of Hannah Brown, the new Bachelorette's potential husbands on the new season of The Bachelorette, has fathered 114 children. Yes.
How many?
114 children. This guy on The Bachelorette. And The Bachelorette comes back on Monday night. So this guy named Mateo is a sperm donor and has helped numerous families and individuals welcome 114 children. He's only 25 years old and is a management consultant and has grown up all over the world in places like Austria and Kenya. So
wild.
I read all the bios for all the guys that are going to be on The Bachelorette, and this season is going to be really good. I think that they kind of gave up on like actually finding husband material, and just
Thank God, everyone looks like
a nut job. They're all so weird.
Dude, there's one that's smoking hot, and like the only thing I saw in his bio was that he likes Justin Bieber. And I was like, it's done.
That's for Liv, actually, not Hannah B.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour, Trouble in Paradise for this Hollywood couple.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.